Okay, good morning. Sorry for the short delay. Today's daf is a very exciting daf, a very famous daf. Daf Peches, page 88 in Masechet Shabbos, where the Gemara teaches us all about, again, further details of Ma'amad Har Sinai, of the revelation of the Torah at Sinai. So we're at the two dots on Peches Amud Aleph. The last thing we had seen was that there was a big argument between Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakhama. Was the Torah given on the 6th of Sivan, or perhaps the Torah was given on the 7th of Sivan? And ultimately the Gemara says that Darash Ahu Galilah, there was a Galilean who taught in front of Rav Chisda that the Torah was given, in fact, on the 6th of Sivan because of all the threes. The Torah was given on the third month, through Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the third child, on the third day meaning that there were 2 days of separation, and on the third day on Shabbos, the Torah was given. Rav Cook, in his commentary here, Einaya, on the Gemara, suggests that maybe the theme of threes as being such a big piece of how to get the Torah was given on the third month, the third day, the third person, he's the one who gave the Torah. It's to teach us a very powerful lesson. And that is the importance of trying to balance different aspects of things. We know that there's the famous construct, the thesis, the antithesis, and then the synthesis. And so Rav Cook suggests that the Galilean, the Gemara tells us that the Galilee was a place of the ignorant ones. They were not so scholarly. And many times the scholars look down at the ignorant people. But the ignorant people, they sometimes have a great amount of courage, and they have they really represent the soul of a society. So you have to blend, on the one hand, the toughness of the masses, together with the delicacy and the intellect of Rav Chisda, a person who's a chassid, and to blend together these two opposites. That's the three. That's the power of Torah, where Torah is the sweet, soft words that enable a person to channel all of his strengths and abilities to serve Hashem in the right way. And that's why it's all about three, the synthesis of the two different extremes. Anyway, that's what Rav Cook suggests. Let's start now with the two dots, very famous Gemara. Two dots on Peches Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, "Vayis yatzvu b'tachtis ahar." The Torah says, and they stood underneath the mountain. A very strange phrase. The Torah could have said they stood next to the mountain, opposite the mountain. You don't stand underneath the mountain. So Amar Rav Avdimi bar Chama bar Chasa, Rav Avdimi the son of Chama, in the name of Chasa, explained, "Malamit shekaf Hakadosh Baruch Hu aleihem ahar kegigit." When God brought the Jews to get the Torah, God took the mountain, held it over us like an overturned barrel. So he lifted up the mountain. Amalemi told the Jews, "If you accept the Torah now, great. But if not, sham tehek vurashem, there it will be your burial. If you don't accept the Torah, the mountain is coming down." As the Maharal explains, the idea of why Hashem forced us to accept the Torah is that there are certain aspects of life that should be done not because we want to do them, but because they just have to get done. And our attitude towards Torah should be that we are going to observe Torah no matter what. Not just when we want to, but it has to happen. And since it has to happen, the Torah was forced upon us. Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Rav Acha bar Yaakov said, though, on the other hand, if Hashem forced us to get the Torah, Nikan moda rabba lo raisa. The way Rashi explains this line is that if so, really we really shouldn't be held to account. We shouldn't be held to account if we don't keep the Torah, because it wasn't a willful choice. We were forced into it. So it's sort of like a person who says, "I'm giving you something, but here I'm announcing I'm not really giving it to you." You know, the Jewish people have sort of not really wholeheartedly accepted the Torah. So Amar Rav, Rav answered, it doesn't matter. Maybe that was then. But afal pi kein, but nevertheless, hadar kiblu b'mei Achashverosh. Later in the days of Mordechai and Esther, the Jews reaccepted the Torah. Because the verse says at the end of the Megillah Esther, Kiyamuva Kiblu Yehudim, the Jews established and accepted. So why repeat both establish and accept? It means Kimu, they reestablished Masha Kiblu Kfar, that which they had already accepted in the past. That the Torah, they reaccepted that which they had already accepted in the past. They reaccepted it. And that is the very special thing of Kiyamu, the Kiblu HaYehudim, the Jews reaccepted the Torah that they had accepted in the past. The Maharal explains, if you go over to eat at somebody's house, and the host asks you, well, how'd you like the food? You say, it was delicious. It was amazing. I loved it. And then the host says, okay, would you like to have another serving? You say, no, not really. So the host wonders, maybe you're not so sincere when you say it was so delicious. But if the host offers you another serving and you say, oh, I would love another serving. Please give me more. Then the host knows that you really like the food because you're looking for more of it. So the same thing is true with the Jewish people. Here we got the Torah at Har Sinai. And then when we have the story of Purim, we accept more Torah. We say, okay, now we'll have Megillas Esther, another part of Torah. We'll have new mitzvos, Mishloach Manos, Matanos Levyonim, the Seuda. So the fact that we're adding to the amounts of Torah, that's a proof that we liked the Torah that we got originally. So that's the Kiyamu V'Kiblu, through the establishment, through the acceptance of Purim and Megillas Esther, it's a reestablishment of our original acceptance of the Torah. There's also a very famous thought here that the Meshech Chachma said. The Meshech Chachma asks, what does it mean that Hashem took the mountain and held it over us to force us to accept the Torah? We know that we read Nasa V'Nishma, as the Gemara is going to explain later on in this daf. The Jews willfully said we're going to accept the Torah. So if we were forced, it wasn't willful. If it was willful, we weren't forced. So the Meshech Chachma explains that when Hashem revealed the Torah, the whole world was different. The whole world was torn asunder. The heavens were radiating the light of Hashem. Hashem was showing He's in charge. So when it's so clear that Hashem is in charge, it's like no choice. Everybody says, of course, yeah, if Hashem's in charge, Hashem's in charge. There's no choice. But we know that the whole story of Megillas Esther was at a time of Hester Panim, when Hashem was hiding His face, when it wasn't so clear that He was in charge, when Haman seemed to have power and things were done not through miracles, but things were done in natural ways. So through the story of Megillas Esther, when the Jews accepted the Torah during a time of Hester Panim, when Hashem is hiding, that shows that the commitment of the Jewish people to the Torah is an absolute commitment. And not only when it's clear, but even when it's dark, we're also committed to serving Hashem and to listening to Hashem's Torah. Okay, Amar Chizkiah. Chizkiah now said some more aspects of the amazing experience of receiving the Torah at Har Sinai. Chizkiah taught, my dichtiv, what's the meaning of the verse? Mishamayim ishmat adin. From the heavens you informed the law. In other words, from heaven, God, you communicated the law. You communicated the Torah. Eretz yara, the earth was afraid, vishakata. And then it was settled down. It was quiet. What happened? The earth was afraid. Why was it afraid? So im yara, if it was afraid, lama shakta. Why did it then calm down? Im shakta, if it calmed down, lama yara. Why was it afraid? Ella rather means like this, bitchila yara. Initially, it was afraid. Ulavasov shakta, and at the end it calmed down. Lama yara, why was the earth afraid when Hashem was giving the Torah? Answered the Gemara Kedrei Reish Lakish. This is like the lesson of Reish Lakish. Tamar Reish Lakish, Lakish taught. My dichtiv, what's the meaning of the verse in Bereishis? Vayehi erev, vayehi voker. It was evening, it was morning. Yom hashishi. That's a strange phrase. It should have said vayehi erev, vayehi voker. It was evening, it was morning. Yom shishi, the sixth day. Why? The hey, the definite article, the. Before the word shishi, yom hashishi. So the hey yisera lamli, why do I have an extra letter hey? The sixth day, malamit, it's to teach you, sheisna kadosh baruch hu ma'aseh bereishis. Hashem made a condition with the creation. V'ar malamit, he told the creation, im yisrael mekabel ha'Torah, if the Jews accept the Torah, atem miskaimim, then you will survive. Im lav, but if not, ani ma'aser eschem letov avohu, I will put you back to a state of nothingness and void. So the whole world was shaking. God's about to give the Torah. So the world was worried. Are the Jews going to accept it? If the Jews accept it, there'll be a world. But if the Jews don't accept it, there won't be a world. So that's why everyone was shaking. When the Jews were so courageous and they said, we will do and then we'll hear. So we're committed to doing no matter what. Then 600,000 angels came. And for each and every Jew, kashru lo shnei ksarim, they tied for him two crowns. Echad keneged nasa, one for the fact that the Jew said, we will do. Echad keneged nishman, one for the fact that the Jew said, we will hear. Kevan shechat Yisrael, when the Jews sinned with the golden calf, yardu me'av esrim ribu malachi chabala, then 120,000 angels of destruction came down, upirkum, and they took all those crowns off. Shenamar, as the verse says, Vayisnatzlu b'nei Yisrael, said Yamei Har Chorev, and the Jews took away their jewelry from Sinai Mountain. So the Jews, through their sins, caused their own jewelry, these crowns, to be taken away from them. Rabbi Chanina said, Bechorev Tanu, at Sinai, that's where we got the crowns. Bechorev Parku, and at Sinai, that's where the crowns were taken off of us. Bechorev Tanu, at Sinai, we got the crowns, Kedam Rinan, as we just said. Bechorev Parku, and at Sinai, we lost the crowns, the Chsiv, as it says, Vayisnatzlu b'nei Yisrael, the Jews were removed from their crowns. Rabbi Yochanan said, all of these crowns, these 1.2 million crowns, the Kulan Zacha Moshe ben Atlan, Moshe Rabbeinu merited, he got all of these crowns. The Samach Lech, because the verse says right next to it, Umoshe Yikach Esa Ohel, Moshe took the tent and he pitched it outside of the camp. Rish Lakish said, Asar HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Achziro Lanu, in the future Hashem is going to return the crowns to us. Shenamar, as the verse says, Ufduye Hashem Yeshuvun, and those redeemed by God will return. Uva'utzi Yom Berina, they'll come to Zion with celebration. V'simchas Olam Al Rosham, and an eternal joy on their head. Simcha Shemei Olam, the joy of forever, Al Rosham will be on their head. Amr Blazer said, V'shal Shikdim Yisrael Nasa L'Nishma, when the Jewish people said, Nasa, we will do, and then we will hear, Yatza Basko V'Amalehem, a voice came out from the heavens and said, Migila Levanai Razeh, who has revealed to my children the secret? The angels who serve me use it. This is the power of angels to say we will do even before we know exactly what it is that we're supposed to do. How do we know that that's the way of the angels? The verse says, Baruch Hu Hashem Malachav, bless God, his angels, Giborei Koach, the mighty warriors of strength, Osei Dvaro, those who do his word, Vishmoa Bekol Dvaro, to listen to his word, Bereisha Osei, initially they are doing, V'hadar l'shmoa, and then they are listening. Reb Chanina said, "My dichtiv." What's the meaning of the verse in the Song of Songs? K'tapuach batzei ayar, like the tapuach in the amongst the trees of the forest. Kein dodi, so is my beloved. Lamanim shul Yisrael tapuach. Why are the Jews compared to the tapuach tree? Lamal chatz to tell you, my tapuach zeh pirio kodem la'alav. Just like the tapuach tree, the fruit appears before the leaves. Af Yisrael, so to the Jews. They said we will do even before they said we will hear. Now a story. Hahumina, there was a heretic. The Chazil Rava, he saw the great Amora Rava. The Kamaayin Bishmaite. Rava was trying to review and understand his learning. He was trying to figure out a difficult question. And he was concentrating so much, so he was sitting on his fingers. His fingers were underneath his legs. So all the pressure of his body was on his fingers. The kamayitzbahu, and he was pressuring them. The kamavanatzbaase dama, so the fingers started to drip with blood. Amarle, so this heretic said to Rava, "Ama paziza, you are a rash nation. You're not thoughtful. You're not considerate. You just jump. You're impetuous. You let your emotions get the better of you. You're trying to learn, and you're going to make yourself bleed in your learning. You're crazies." This is the same way you acted at Sinai. You put your mouth before your ears. You said, we'll do and then we'll hear. You're still in this state of rashness. First you should have said, God, okay, tell us, what is it? And then, if you can fulfill it, then accept it. But if you can't fulfill it, you should never have accepted. What's going on with you people? Amar le, Rava answered to that heretic. Now on Peches Amid Beis, Ananda Saginu Bishleimusa. We who go in the way of Tmimus, the way of wholeness, as Rashi says, Tamim Tiem Hashem Elokecha. Person shouldn't be too smart. Whatever Hashem says, we listen. We should just follow Hashem. If you love Hashem, whatever He says, you do. So Rava said, we are people with Tmimus. We have just complete trust, complete faith. Ksiv ban, so it says about us, Tumas Yesharim Tanchem. The wholeness of the straight will guide them. Hanachinshi Desagan Valilusa, but these people who go with all of their calculations, Ksiv Bu, it says about them, Visalaf Bogdim Yishdeim. Their crookedness will plunder their souls. So he said, you guys, you're being so smart, you think you know better. You first want to hear, then whether to accept or not to accept. you would never succeed. But for us, we just have faith in Hashem. We just follow Hashem. And that faith makes it all work out. And that love makes it all work out. All right, now some more verses about the giving of the Torah at Har Sinai. Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Reb Yonasan. Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmani said to Reb Yonasan, my dechdev, what's the meaning of the verse? Libavtini achosi kala. You've made my heart excited, my sister, the bride. Libavtini b'achas meinayich. You've made me heart, my heart excited with one of your eyes. B'tchila b'achas meinayich. Initially, it was just one of your eyes that you accepted the Torah. And l'kishetasi, but once you fulfill the Torah, then you're going to make me excited with both of your eyes, both your commitment as well as your performance. Hamar Ula Ula said, Aluva Kala Shemezana Besochupasa. On the one hand, it's so wonderful that we had so much love for God, like a bride. On the other hand, it's embarrassing because here it's in the middle of the wedding, and on day 40, we worship the golden calf. It's like a bride who's under the chuppah with her husband, Yehuda. And then during the wedding party, she goes off and starts to be mezana with some other man. It's a terrible thing. The Jewish people, it's disgraceful. Amar Rav Mari Brei de Bas Shmuel. Rav Mari, the son of the daughter of Shmuel, said, Maikra, where's the verse that says that we were disloyal to God in the middle of the wedding party? It's the verse in the Song of Songs. Ad Shamelech b'misibo. While the king was still in his party, Nirdi Nasan Recho. The perfume stopped giving a good smell because I, the Jewish people, were disloyal. Rav said though, even though we were sinning with the golden calf, and it's a terrible insult to the Almighty, but God still loves us. And the proof is Loksev Yisriach. The verse doesn't say that the Jews had a bad smell. We no longer had the perfume smell. But not that we produced a foul smell. We just didn't have the perfume smell. So you see that still the Almighty has affection for us and loves us, even when we are failing and committing the terrible sins of the golden calf, which is really an insult in the midst of the Sinai revelation. Tanar Banar, sages taught us in a braisa, talking about, disgraceful, being insulted. Aluvim ve'enan olvim, those who get insulted, but they don't insult back. They hear their shame and they don't respond. Osin me'ava, they do for God out of love. Smechem b'yisurin, and they celebrate that they have some suffering because they know that their suffering wipes away their sins. Alehena kasuv omer, about them the verse says, va'oavav, and those who love God, kitzeis Hashemesh b'gvuraso, it's like the sun coming out in all of its power. I'm Rabbi Yochanan said, what's the meaning of the verse? Hashem yitein omer, amivastos tzavarav. Hashem will give a statement, those that inform a great host. Meaning is like this, Kol dibur v'dibur sh'yatzmi p'ya gvura. Every statement that God said at Sinai, Nechlak l'shivim l'shonos, it divided up into 70 languages and could be heard by every human being. Tani de Rabbi Yishmael was taught in the Braisa from the yeshiva Rabbi Yishmael. The verse says, U'kipate shifutzat tzela, and like a hammer, it will smash into little splinters. My patish zen nechlak lekamanitzotzos, just like this hammer, when it hits the rock, it breaks the rock into little splinters. Af kol dibur v'dibur shatzim piyakadosh baruch hu, so to every statement that came out of the word of God, out of the mouth of God, nechlak l'shivim l'shonos was divided into 70 languages. Am Rav Chanan el bar Papa, my dechtiv Rav Chanan bar Papa said, what's the meaning of the following verse? Shimu ki negidim adaber. Herefore I will speak to the negidim. Why are the words of Torah like a leader? Just like a leader can put to death and can give life. After every Torah, so to the words of Torah, they can give life or they can give death. As Rav explained, people who apply themselves to Torah and put in all their energy, it gives life. But people who are not so sincere, so they're half-hearted in their attachment to Torah, Samadamosa, it is a potion of death. Sometimes a little bit of knowledge is worse than ignorance. Because a little bit of knowledge can be misused and misconstrued, and people can start to quote Torah, and really they are misrepresenting the import and the message of the Torah. Davar Acher, another explanation. What's the meaning of Negidim? Kol dibur v'dibur sh'yatzmi p'ya kadosh baruch hu. Every word that came out of God's mouth, every commandment, Koshvin lo, shnei ksarim. They would literally tie onto the words two crowns because the words themselves were visible, and there could be crowns tied onto the words by the angels. Amr Bishumalevi said, "My dechim, what's the meaning of the verse? Tsror hamor dodili, a bundle of myrrh, a bundle of perfume, is my beloved to me, Bein Shaddai Yolin, he will sleep between my breasts." Amr Knesset Yisrael of Ne'akadosh Baruch Hu, the Jewish nation says before God, Ribono Shalom, Master of the World, Afal Pisha Meitzer Umeimar Li Dodi, even though my beloved is afflicting and harming me, Bein Shaddai Yolin, he will still rest between my breasts. Eshkol HaKofer Dodi Li Becharmi En Gedi, what does that mean? Misha Kol Shalom Mechaper Li Alavon Gdi, the one that everyone, that everything belongs to him, he atones for me for the sin of idolatry, Shekaramti Li, that I gathered for myself lots of idolatrous desires, and yet God atones for me. My mashma dai karmi lishin de michnashu. How do you know that the word karmi means I gathered many feelings for different idols? Amar marzutcher b'ridya of Nachman ki tipnan is mentioned in the Mishnah. Kisei shel koves, the chair of the launderer. Shekarmin alavas hakelim, where they gather to it all the different laundered clothing. So you see that likrom means to gather together. All right, Amar Rabbi Shmuel Levi said, my dechtiv, what's the meaning of the verse? Lechayav karugas habosem, his cheeks were like the bush of the sweet-smelling plants. It means kol dibur v'dibur, every statement. Shayatim pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that God said, Nismale kol olam kulo besamim, filled the world with wonderful perfumed spices. Ask the Gemara, kevin shem dibur rishon nismale, from the first statement, the world was filled with spices. Dibur sheni lehechan halach, where is the second statement going to enter? The world's already filled. But rather it means like this, Hotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu ruach me'otzrosav, God took the spirit out of his treasures, vayamavir rishon rishon, and he would remove the first statement and now allow the second statement to come in. Shenemar, the verse says, Sifsosav shoshanim, his lips were like roses, notfos mor over, dripping with the passing myrrh. Al tikri shoshanim, don't read that the lips were roses, ela shoshonim, the lips that were teaching the Torah were dripping with wonderful perfume. Rabbi Shmuel Levi said another lesson, called Dibur v'Dibur Sheyatzim Pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for each command that God said, each one of the Ten Commandments, Yatzah Nishmasin Shel Yisrael, the souls of each Jew jumped out of their bodies. Shanem, as the verse says, Nafshi Yatzah B'Dabro, my soul left with his words, for his words. So the question now is, if after the first statement their souls left, Dibur Sheni Heyach Kiblu, so how'd they get the second statement? They were already dead, their soul left. I'd rather horital shahasal achios bomesim. God brought down the dew that he's going to ultimately in the future revive the dead with. Ve'ech yosem, he brought them back to life. Shenem, as it says, geshem nedavos tanif elokim, a wind of, a rain of gift you will wave God. Nachlascha v'nila ata konanta, your inheritance and your exhaustion you have prepared. In other words, you will revive individuals. So I saw here a nice thought online at the website Portal Daf Hayomi. This was from the Tolner Rebbe, who lives in Israel. He said that there's a Gemara in Masechet Megillah. The Gemara says that one Purim, Rabba and Rav Zera had a Purim party together, and Rabba got so drunk that he killed Rav Zera. Come Rabba Shachti l'Rav Zera. So then when Rabba became sober, he said a name of God and he brought Rav Zera back to life. So the next year he invited Rav Zera to come to the Purim party. And Rav Zera said, you know, I don't want to take the risk. Miracles don't always happen. So he didn't come to the Purim party. The Chida, Rav Chaim Yosef David Azulai, in his commentary to Yoredei, Birkei Yosef, he asks the following question. He said, we know the Mishnah tells us in the beginning of Maseches Kiddushin that a woman can be married either through Kesef, through Shtar, or through Bia. And what dissolves a marriage is either the death of the husband or a get. Now we know that if a man gives his wife a get, and then he wants to remarry her, he has to give her a new Kiddushin. What about if the husband dies, and then the husband comes back to life? Does the husband need to give a new kiddushin? Do we say that death is like get? and there has to be a new kiddushin or not. When Reb Zera died and then came back to life, did he have to now give his wife a new kiddushin to remarry her? Or did he not have to give his wife a new kiddushin since his death was only for, I don't know, a couple of hours or a day? So the husband's still around. As long as the husband's around, the marriage is still here. It's not exactly like get. So this is the question that Rav Chaim Yosef David Azulai had. So the Belzer Rebbe said the proof to this is this Gemara. Because the Gemara says that when God gave us the Torah, for every command, the souls left the Jews. And then God put the souls back in. But the Jews didn't have to go now and remarry their wives. In fact, the Gemara is going to say tomorrow, Shuvu lachem la'aleichem, go back to your tents. Go to be with your wives, have children. So they didn't have to do a new act of kiddushin. So you see that when the soul leaves and then comes back, as long as the person's still alive, he doesn't need to do a new act of kiddushin. So this question was raised also to Rav Waldenberg. He was the posek for Shaarei Tzedek. Person Nebuch has a heart problem and he's having a big surgery. And in the middle of the heart surgery, the heart stops and he's clinically dead. And then they work and work and work and they get it going again. Does he need to give his wife a new act of kiddushin to stay married to her? He said, no, from this Gemara, you see not. The same way at Har Sinai, Hashem took the souls out and put them back in. They didn't have to do a new act of kiddushin to stay with their wives. If ever a soul stops, then a person comes back, there would be no need for a new act of kiddushin. Okay. Again, so Tal Sha'asad La'achios Bo Mesim Ve'achiosam, Hashem brought out the dew that he's going to use to revive the dead. And he revived them. Shenemar, as it says, Geshem Nedavos Tanif Elokim, the rain of generosity you will wave God. Nachlascha Venila Ata Konanta, your exhausted inheritance you have prepared, you've brought them all back to life. I'm Rabbi Shulman Levi. Rabbi Shulman Levi taught another lesson. Kol Dibur V'Dibur Sheyatim Pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, each one of the commandments that came out of the mouth of God, Chazu Yisrael Achoreihem 12 Mil, it made the Jews run back 12 mil because they were so frightened. And so the angels would come and you know, have them walk back step by step. Shenemar, it says, Malachi Tzvaos, the angels of God, Yidodon, Yidodon, Altikri Yidodon, Ela Yidadun. They will encourage them to walk back. Amr Bishum Levi taught another lesson. Bishah Shalom Moshe Lamar, the time when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the heavens. Amr Malachi Asharas Lufnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the angels who serve God said before God, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the World, Mal Yiludisha Beinenu. Why should the child of a woman be amongst us? Why should the Torah be given to flesh and blood? The Torah should stay with the angels. Amr Lehen, so God said, L'kabel Torah Ba. Moshe came to get the Torah. Amr Lufanav, they said, Hamuda Genuza, this treasure, this wonderful treasure that you've hidden away, that you've been hiding it away for 974 generations before the world was created. Even before the world was created, Hashem made the Torah. You're planning to give it to flesh and blood? What's a human being that you should think of him? And a son of man that you should choose him? Hashem Adonenu, God our Lord, Ma'adir Shimcha B'chol Haaretz, how great is your name throughout the earth? Asher T'nahot Chal Shamayim, that you keep your glory in the heavens. God, keep your glory in the heavens. Don't give the Torah to man. Amalor Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Hashem said to Moshe, Hazel and Shuvah, Moshe, you give back, you tell them the answer. Why should I give you the Torah? Amalor Fanav, Moshe said, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the World, Misyarani Shem Yisrafuni Bevel Shebefiyem, I'm worried, maybe they'll burn me with the hot breath coming out of their mouths. Amar lo, God said to Moshe, Achoz b'kisei kvodi, so hold on to my honorable throne. V'chazor lehen shuv, and give them an answer. Shenem, as it says, Ma'achas p'nei kisei, the one who's holding on to the throne, pierces olav anano, he spit on him his cloud. Amar Rabbi Nachum explained, Malami, this teaches Shapire shadim as if shchinaso, v'anano olav, the divine presence spread from his divine presence upon him. Amar lefanav, so he said before him, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the World, Torah Shatan Osimli Maksivba, the Torah that you're giving to me, what does it say in it? Hashem said, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tzitzicha Me'aretz Mitzrayim. It's going to say in the Torah, I am God, your Lord, who took you out of Egypt. Amal Hensa, Moshe said to the angels, L'mitzrayim Yiratem, did you go down to Egypt? L'parush Tabatem, were you enslaved to Paro? Torah Lamatei Lechem, why should you have the Torah? Shuv Maksivba, what else does it say in it? Lo Yiloch Elohim Achim, don't have other gods. Are you living amongst the Gentiles? Shovdim, that are worshipping Avodah Zarah, other gods? What else does it say in it? Matzivba, what does it say in the Torah? Zachris Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. Remember the Shabbos day to make it holy. Are you working so hard during the week that you need to have a day of rest? Shuv Matzivba, what else does it say in the Torah? Lo Sisa Shem HaShem Elokech L'Shav. Don't bear God's name falsely. Masu Matan Yesh Beneichem. Do you have business that you might swear? And might be swearing falsely. Shuv Matzivba, what else does it say in the Torah? Kabbis Avicha V'Simecha. Honor your father and mother. Avim Yesh Lechem. Do you have a father and a mother? Shuv Matzivba, what else does it say in the Torah? Lo Tirtzach, don't commit murder. Lo Sinaf, don't commit adultery. Lo Signov, don't steal. Kinei Yesh Beneichem. Do you have jealousy which would lead you to murder? Yetzahara Yesh Beneichem. Do you have an evil urge which would lead you to adultery? Miyad Hodalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So right away, God agreed that the Torah belongs in man's hands, not in the hands of the angels. Shen Amr's the verse says, Hashem Adonainu Ma'adir Shemcha, Hashem our Lord, how great is your name, V'ilu Tznahot Chal HaShemayim Lo Ksiv, but it doesn't say, keep your glory up in the heavens. Miyad Kol Echad Ve'echad Nasa Lo'ohev. So each of these angels that were trying to keep the Torah away from Moshe became Moshe's friend. U'maser Lo Davar, and each angel gave Moshe a gift. Shen Amr's it says, that's what the verse says, Alisa Lamarom, you went up to the heavens, Shavisa Shevi, you took captives. Lakachta matanos ba'adam, you took gifts amongst man. In other words, bischar shekru'ucha adam, because they were embarrassing you and saying you're an adam, you don't deserve the Torah. That's how you got the gifts. Lakachta matanos, you got gifts. Af malach hamavas masal adavar, even the angel of death gave Moshe Rabbeinu a gift. Shenemar, as it says, vayitines haktores vayachaper la'am, that when there was a plague, Aaron put this incense, the ktores, on the pan, created atonement for the people and saved the lives of the people. Roman, the verse says, "Vayamol ben amisim v'ena chayim." He stood between the dead and the living, and the plague stopped. V'ilav d'amarle. How did Aaron know that the secret of stopping a plague is the ktores? Must be that Moshe was told by the angel of death himself, by the master of plagues, that the antidote to the angel of death is the secret of the ktores. All right, everyone should have a wonderful day.